More science now, but hardly a breakthrough. Yesterday, the reputation of the space agency NASA took another hit as its Genesis spacecraft crashed into the desert in Utah. The craft's parachutes didn't open. The rough landing could hurt the capsule's delicate cargo, disks of gold, sapphire, and diamond containing charged particles of solar wind. Slate's Andy Bowers has this explainer on why particle collectors use such precious materials.
Because, in addition to making jewelry sparkle, the gems and precious metals aboard Genesis have extremely low impurity levels, and that's critical to analyzing the solar wind, whose particles contain tiny traces of the 83 naturally occurring elements. If one of the collecting disks left Earth contaminated with even a minuscule drop of, say, magnesium, then researchers would be hard-pressed to know whether the sun was actually ejecting lots of magnesium. The Genesis capsule was outfitted with 5 collector arrays, each of which had 55 wafers constructed of gold, sapphire, diamonds, and silicon. 2 of the arrays were kept exposed nonstop during the 3-year mission, while the rest were deployed only when specific solar wind conditions required it. Why all the different materials? Each gem or metal is uniquely adept at capturing a specific element. For example, pre-mission testing revealed that aluminum layered atop sapphire was perfect for collecting noble gases, such as helium and neon. Diamonds, meanwhile, are best for collecting oxygen, since they naturally contain so little of the common life-giving element. The most prevalent element in the wafers was silicon, which is why NASA was so concerned about preventing a crash. As the microchip industry knows well, silicon is invaluable because of its purity. But it's also somewhat fragile, and a large jolt could shatter the collector arrays, leading to the contamination of the solar wind samples that NASA spent approximately $260 million trying to gather. Unfortunately, that's exactly what may have happened in the Utah desert.
Andy Bowers is a Slate senior editor.